Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin. We are down at the Farmington Civic Center for one of the final rehearsals for Baby, the play that opens this week and again next week, the final 2 weeks of March. We're talking with Randy West, some of the very talented actors, all part of Baby, and our latest edition of KSJE On the Road.
Presbyterian Medical Services, our purpose is you.
KSJE On the Road is supported by San Juan County, building a stronger community since 1887. San Juan County includes the San Juan County Sheriff's Office, San Juan County Fire and Rescue, San Juan County Office of Emergency Management, and Riverview Golf Course in Kirtland. The mission of San Juan County is to provide responsible public services through the direction of the County Commission, while striving to be professional, courteous, and committed to improving the quality of life for citizens that it serves. Learn more at sjcounty.net.
I love my job. I make a difference in someone's life today.
911, what is the address of your emergency?
Please help me, my child.
Sending the paramedics to help you.
That's stay on the ward. The payoff to know that my career provides someone with the help they need when they need it. That's why I do what I do.
Miss Survival, the exhibition at the Farmington Museum, February 3rd through May 4th. Learn more at farmingtonmuseum.org.
At Presbyterian Medical Services, our purpose is you.
Back, KSJE On the Road. I'm Scott Micklin, along with Randy West, the supervisor of the Farmington Civic Center. And they put us in the dark a little bit, Randy, and I wasn't thinking about that when we set up our shots here. We could have some lights, but we don't. But we have a shot of the stage of the one of the last rehearsals for Baby, right?
Absolutely.
Talk to me about this show. You're bringing this to Farmington for the very first time, I think.
Yes. I've done Baby before. I did Baby back when I was the theater coordinator for the city of Phoenix, and it was brand new. And it was nominated for Best Musical, and it won the Tony for Liz Callaway, who's been here.
Right,
that was her first lead in a musical on Broadway. And it was a show that I really enjoyed last time I conducted it, as well as direct and choreograph it. This time we're doing it to a really nice set of tracks that, and Matt is our musical director, and Sarah, who associate directs and choreographs all our musicals, is not only doing that in this show. She's also playing the 30-year-old coach in the Three Couples.
Okay, right. And the whole idea is you've got three couples and all of their lives are being impacted by...
A baby.
A baby, right?
It's actually, it takes place in a small kind of, it's implied, New England university. And the 20-year-old couple that are played by Emma Price and Gareth West, they're juniors at the college and they've just moved off campus into a basement apartment. And they find out that they're pregnant. And so it's a lot of big people decisions that they suddenly have to grapple with, along with being juniors in college. And then the 30-year-old couple, which is Matt Aaron and Sarah Harkness, they are the, well, look, let there be light.
I'm gonna see if that works. We'll see how that.
They're coaches
right.
at the college. She's the track coach. No, she's the women's basketball coach, and he's the men's track coach. And they've always been such athletes that they think the complications with getting pregnant are related to them being overly involved in... She runs 10 miles a day, for example, and he works out every day, and they think that's the reason, and it does turn out that that's part of it,
right?
For them having problems getting pregnant. And then the older couple, which is Sean McCall and Margaret Clare, he's one of the deans at the college, and they've raised three daughters. And the last daughter is just graduating from college. And so they're planning to sell their big house and move into a condominium and...
Downsize. Sure, yeah.
And then
something happens.
It happens that they suddenly get the last daughter graduated and they're doing their anniversary celebration and they go to the plaza... And they remember the first two bottles of champagne, and they're not too sure they remember the last two bottles of champagne.
Uh-oh.
And somehow out of that, the 40-year-old female ends up pregnant. And it's an interesting twist there because the husband has been a father as more than he's been a husband. And this is the time when they want him to, they have the time and the chance to be husband and wife, not parents.
Right.
And he feels more comfortable being a father than being a husband, per se.
Okay.
And she knows all of the, some minor, some major challenges, or at least changes, how about mm-hmm. that, that come to a woman when she accepts a pregnancy. And so she's waffling on, do we really want to do this in our 40s? And he's all in because he'd rather be a father because he's more comfortable with that role. That's one thing that Maltby and Shire, they wrote a review called Starting Here, Starting Now. They wrote another review called Closer Than Ever. This in the 80s was their first real musical, book musical.
Yeah.
And Maltby wrote the book and the lyrics, and David Shire wrote, composed the music. And it was an idea. Musical theater was advancing in coming out of the really set 70s, where every 2 years Stephen Sondheim had a new musical, and every 2 years it advanced the art form. It just kept changing and changing. Content went way up in musical numbers under Sondheim. He wrote a lot of musical scenes in what he did. Well, Maltby and Shire took that, and there are musical scenes in this show. Every number has content. I mean, you have to really kind of stay with it to keep up with the plot.
Okay.
And right. then around that, these three stories about a 20-year-old couple in college, and she's very committed to being connected to the cosmic surge in the world and the universe. And to make money, he plays for a punk rock group, but he's really developing his own musical style, and he wants to write, you know, musical cycles, and that's a lot harder to sell than going out and being in a punk rock group. But it isn't what he wants to be doing, but because they're going to get pregnant, he's made the decision to do that in order to make the money that he thinks he should be making as a father. And then the 30-year-old couple, they're going through all the different ways you can try to get pregnant. And then I mentioned earlier the thing between the 40-year-old couple is early on in the show is, do they really want to do this? And then they make the commitment to do it. And but all of those three stories have legitimate acting. You know, you have to cast people that can sing and move and really act. And, you know, it's interesting. All of our three couples have known each other and acted around each other so many times that it just brings an intimacy to these three couples. I mean, Sean McCall, who is playing opposite my wife, calls Margaret his show wife. They've played opposite each other, and you just see that. We rehearsed for 14 days, and if you didn't have actors that could act, but also could play a couple that truly looks like they're a couple and feel, there's an implied intimacy that comes out of being around each other for 5 years.
Right. Well, they've worked together so often, right?
Right.
That's what you're talking about.
Right.
And we had a chance to talk to the couples, and I want to play a few of those interviews right now so we can listen to a few of the other actors, part of Baby, in the final rehearsals this week here at the Farmington Civic Center. This is KSJE On the Road.
Joining me now is Emma and Gareth. They are one of the couples in Baby. Thank you for joining me today, both of you. You are the younger couple.
Yes, really young, youthful,
yes,
energetic,
right,
stars in our eyes.
Exactly. And so all of a sudden, your lives are a little bit interrupted.
Flip turned upside down, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air would say.
Okay.
And yeah, you go ahead. You tell them.
Emma?
Juniors in college, big
right.
Surprise, having their entire life, like you said, turned upside down.
Okay. And what's been your reactions, I guess, of being in this performance, in this musical production?
It's been such a magnificent journey, and this story has literally everything you want from a piece of theater. It has connection. It, like, no matter who you are, you will connect to the show in a myriad of ways. And the music is gorgeous, and the characters are so honest and genuine. It just, you can tell when you enter the theater that this is a special show.
Nice. Gareth?
I would say it's a lot of fun. It's one of the more fun ones I've gotten to be a part of, just because the music's all a blast. And then also it's about three different people who really love each other, and they've all got different kinds, different timelines, and different brands of love, but it's all that two genuine people just really care about each other. And that's really fun, is when everyone really loves each other. It's like, oh, adorable.
Right. Okay. All right. And for folks maybe who aren't familiar with this play, right, because it hasn't
sure.
been performed too often, at least not in this area.
That's
what,
fair.
What would you say? What would you say to get them into the seats in the theater?
I would say it's a super powerful love story. And it's in three different sections, brought up in kind of three different couples that all converge into one story. And the music is a blasty blast. Mm-hmm. It's a blast and a half. So if you like good storytelling and you like really good acting and you like fun music, you should come on down, for
all
sure.
Right.
That's what I would say.
And modest actors.
For sure.
Yeah.
And probably the most modest actors around.
The
actually.
Most. The most. That's true. Emma, what about for you? What would you say?
You want a good escape and to just connect and feel all of the good feels, as well as like acknowledge some of the feelings that maybe we push aside. It's a show for good heart and connection.
Nice. All ages show, sounds
all
to
ages.
Me.
Yeah, I would say so, mm-hmm. for sure.
All right.
As long as you know what a baby is.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, bring your baby. So it'll be topical. Makes
okay.
a lot of sense.
All right. All right. You heard it here. Okay. Thank you both very much.
Thanks, Scott.
Joining me now to talk about their part in Baby, Sean and Margaret are the, what should we say?
More mature couple.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Yes, very good. And so what are your experiences in this play, in this story?
Well, honestly, I played the same role in college that I'm playing now, back when Baby was a new show. And it's really interesting to come. I was clearly not age appropriate for it then, and I am now.
Okay.
But, you know, it's really interesting to come back to a role and go, oh, this is what life does to you. Now I get it. Now
you have a bit more perspective, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
you can't play 40-something at 20-something and really know what you're doing.
Okay. Margaret, what about you?
Well, this is the first time that I've played this role, but I am a mother of two boys. In fact, I am the only one of the six of us who's actually had children. And so for me, it's actually a very interesting arc to think about the idea of having children at a later age. And also the possibility of losing them. So it's a very deep, touching, beautiful love story, really.
And it seems like this has messages for audiences of all ages because of the couples in the play.
If they're 13 and above, probably.
Right,
yes.
Right. Okay,
yeah,
fair enough.
Because there's, you know, there's some biological subject matter they
right.
probably should be acquainted with before they arrive. But,
understood.
But absolutely, and it deals with so many different paths. It deals with, you know, young and unexpected pregnancies and people who are trying desperately to battle with infertility issues and people who get surprised a little later in life. And there's something truly, and the celebration of life is so poignant in this show. It's beautiful.
And this show, as I asked the other couple too, is not performed, hasn't been performed here very often. And I'm wondering about audiences who may not be familiar with it, or what would you say to get them to come see it and hear it?
I would say that it's an amazing musical with music that you're going to be engaged with, that you're going to love hearing, that's easy to listen to. The story is easy to track. It's a smaller cast, so I think it's an intimate musical, and that you will be very surprised, and it will become a beloved musical for you if you come and take the chance and see it.
And honestly, you know, it's there are some really funny things. There's a lot of comedy and a lot of heart, and I think everyone can connect with both.
Very good. Gareth said the most modest actors in town. Is that true?
Modest.
Gareth?
Yeah.
Said
modest?
That?
Thank you both very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Joining me now is the middle couple in Baby, who have been trying, I guess, to have a child, and all of a sudden, you get the news, I guess.
Yes, that's how we start the show.
Uh-huh.
So after nearly 2 years of trying, which I think is a situation that many people can relate to, we finally get the good news. And so that's how the story starts off for us.
Very good. And so you both are back in town performing from out of town. This is one of the things that you do. Well, you're here all the time. You moved here. That's true.
I loved it so much. So I really love the creative scene.
How could I forget that?
That's okay. I used to be out of town.
Okay. But you're both in town. And you're always in town. But you're performing in this show. And I've asked the other couples, too, because this show isn't performed very often, at least not in Farmington. What would you say to audiences to get them to come and see Baby?
What can't you say? I mean, it's a great show. It's got, you know, some really heartfelt moments. It's got some really well-written, it's a well-written script. The music is beautiful, you know, it's got a little 80s flair to it, which is fun. And the six of us really are just really a great group of actors put together to tell a great story.
I think it's so relatable, though it was written in the 80s, you could be having these conversations now. All of us in the cast and the crew have talked about how whether we've experienced something similar to one of these characters or a family member or friend, I think it's a wonderful chance to address these things that sometimes people don't talk about and feel alone, but realize a lot of people go through the ups and downs of expecting a child, trying to get pregnant with a child and start a family, and what that can do to your relationship and your own self as you grow through that. So I think it's just really relatable, and it's so well written. You just say the words, the writing does the work for you, and it's such a pleasure to be in this show. I just really love the material and really love our company up there on stage. We all have a great trust with each other. So we've just been working so hard, and we're so passionate about it that we really want to share that with everyone.
Sure, sure. And it sounds like, too, because we've got these three couples all at different stages of life, and it kind of relates, I guess, to the audience, maybe at different stages of life, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Though, I mean, people that come see the show, they'll remember what it was like when they first got pregnant, or they'll be going through, you know, trying to have a kid too,
or a friend of theirs has, or a family member,
or early empty nesters who have their kids just leave home for the first time, so now they're on their own. So I mean, it relates to anybody that comes to the show.
For sure. All ages, would you say? Maybe all adult ages, maybe.
Yeah, I'd say PG-13.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Only because the material, it can be tougher. It's very real and honest, but it can be more dramatic, and also might, for a younger child, they might not understand yet.
Sure.
What is happening. But it's so beautifully written. And again, like I said, we have a group up there that we have such trust in each other, and we're having such a good time. I think that'll flow over to the audience to share these experiences.
Right. Well, and I think we've seen the ensemble working so much together, coming to do these different shows, that you're developing kind of a bond, aren't you?
Yes.
Performing together?
I think this is the, this may be the first time all that
we have
everyone
one person moving from the pit when we have live band to an onstage role. But pretty much everybody in the company, at least in Baby, is.
Like everyone's been involved in the productions at this point. And so we all came in knowing each other.
Right.
And I think that was really important for material like this, that can be emotional because it's real and human. So you have that trust and connection with each other. So it's a treat. It's such a treat to be able to work that way.
Wonderful. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
You're very welcome.
Talking with a few of the actors from Baby here at the Farmington Civic Center. We are looking at some live pictures of one of the final rehearsals for Baby. I'm Scott Micklin, along here with Randy West, the supervisor of the Farmington Civic Center. And gosh, just a few more days before opening night. Opening night is Thursday, right?
We're opening on this Thursday, and we're playing Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30. We only have one matinee in this run, and it's on the first weekend at 2 o'clock. And then the next weekend, we go Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30, and we close on that Saturday night because that Sunday following is Easter.
That's hard to compete with.
It is.
Yes. So that's,
we're going to lose against a good Easter feast,
I think. That's right. True. So only five opportunities to see the show this time, and we hope folks will come and check it out.
Actually, seven, right?
Pardon me.
Isn't it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
You're right. Math is hard for
me. Look at math.
You know?
I'm a math genius now. Wow.
I'm glad there's seven chances to see the show. So less excuses not to see it.
Yes, that's right.
Right? So there you are. We heard from some of the actors about this show and how much they are loving performing it, singing in it, and how much fun they're having with some of the comedy and some of the drama. I mean, this kind of got a little bit of highs and lows, does it not?
It does. I mean, it's very smart. Its humor is not set up punchline. It's all humor that comes out of the scene, out of the characters, and that's much better written comedy, in my opinion. And then once you get to know all three of these couples, moving into the second act, they are really facing, each one of them, some kind of a decision that sometimes they're actually on opposite sides of the decision, and they have to come to a solution. But there's many moments that ring so true, whether or not you've lived through them or you've known somebody who's lived through them. And these actors are just truly able to not just sing and dance, but they can really act. And I think the couple thing is particularly strong in this.
You were telling me during the interviews, Randy, that when you posted on social media that you were going to be producing Baby here in Farmington, a lot of your friends were commenting on how much they love this production, how much they wish they could be to see it or be in it or what have you. And maybe for the audiences, this is a special opportunity to see a production that's not always performed all the time.
It is. My Facebook friends are obviously many people in Farmington, but it's also the world of artistic directors and musical theater directors and musical directors and choreographers, for that matter, is a finite world. I mean, people talk about it like it's the universe. It's really not. It's a pretty small group of people. And when I posted that I was doing Baby, many of them who do musicals for a living said, wow, I love that musical. I wish it was done more. I wish I had done it more. And I'm so excited that you're going to share it with the Farmington audience.
How about that?
It really is, as we've gotten to know it as a cast, we just keep saying as we become more familiar with it and we kind of have it in our bones that that we keep marveling at what a well-created piece it is. I mean, it's cinematic. You can just see we never stop. Every scene changes, sung through while they change. And it's, some of them are both movement and content sung by the six ensemble members. Also, it just happened this way, but that when I first started here, before I really had a chance to show what I, my vision, my hope for Four Corners Musical Theater was, I heard this big rumor that I was never going to cast local actors, and I was bringing everybody in from the outside. And in this show, the whole cast is 12. And 8 of them are from Farmington. So it's another, well, we've worked diligently to develop Farmington talent over the last 5 years. And some of them, like Melissa Stewart, was already playing professional slots, and she's continued in professional slots. So not everybody needed as much seasoning, but right now, I was so comfortable with who we had here that as a chance of moving some of them up a level, because, you know, that's going to pay off for us in the summer.
Right.
That this does have 8 local actors and 4 national actors. So, and that's a good mix for this.
Right, right. It's not a big cast, so you kind of limited by that. And that brings up a great point. We just have a few minutes remaining this morning, Randy West, this afternoon, I should say, about summer.
Yes.
But before we do that, once again, Baby, which opens this Thursday.
Yes.
7:30 p.m., Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right.
Matinee Sunday.
Right.
And then next weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Ends on Saturday night, no matinee Easter Sunday.
That's correct.
A total of 7 shows.
That's right.
And I kept my shoes on to count that high, but I got it. But that's what we have. You do have plans for the summer, and before we run out of time, I do want to ask you about those.
Yes, we are doing Damn Yankees out at Sandstone. They asked me to pick a baseball musical, and that's the only good one. And so it's about the Washington Senators, who right after they wrote this musical became the Minnesota Twins.
Whoops. Well, so, that's what happens.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah. Right.
So,
okay.
The
but a lot of maybe some I would say songs that folks would recognize in this.
Whatever
play.
Lola wants,
yeah.
Lola gets. You
right.
Gotta have heart.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of tunes that you recognize in Damn Yankees, and I've actually. I'm the son of a baseball coach, and I grew up playing baseball, and I coached some high school baseball. And so having people in the cast that can really play ball was important to me because they're portraying professional ball players, and everybody who's cast as a ball player in this has seriously played ball at one time in their life. So, and Sarah, who's my choreographer, she comes from a serious athletic family too, so the two of us, there's moments in the show where we're creating ball players that can mime anyway with professional technique.
There you go.
And then we have a big cast. Matter of fact, the auditions for the summer are coming up this Saturday.
Oh,
and then
right.
Then the following Saturday during the day, and then Sunday after the matinee, and then Monday at 6 are the auditions. And you just call our office, 505-599-1148, and tell them you're looking for a slot to audition for the summer. We have slots for little ones, middle school and high school ones and adults, because the August show, which plays for 2 weeks, the second and third week of August, The Wizard of Oz, and all the Munchkins are from, you know, small
yes.
to not quite grown.
Right.
And that so that whole scene with Dorothy is with the Munchkins.
Okay.
And they're all local kids.
Right.
And then we have middle school, high school, and adult roles. If you're interested in that and this weekend coming up doesn't work for you, call our office and leave a message for me and we'll schedule a time.
Gotcha. But the plans are for auditions on the March 23rd, 24th, and 25th. That's Saturday, right. Sunday, Monday.
Right.
Is the plan. But you can also call and maybe get in and maybe get a spot this summer. So wonderful.
I've saved slots in all three age groups.
Okay. So there's spots available.
Right. Now, Damn Yankees is going to run 5 weeks this year. So it's the last week of June and the 4 weeks of July. So Damn Yankees, if you get in it, is a big summer commitment, while Wizard of Oz is really only 2 weeks in August. And we do shift our schedule for the summer. This show rehearsed from 9 to 4. Because it's all pros.
Right.
But in the summer, we rehearse from 1 to 10. So if you have a real job, we can rehearse you from 6 to 10 and over the weekends. So it's a real chance for the community. We've had good luck with getting the community involved in our summer shows, and we hope that this summer will just continue that.
There you go. Well, Randy, thank you so much for being with me. Always appreciate your time. I know we've taken you away from one of your rehearsals, but
No. But Scott, it's always a joy to and the fact that his vision is to support the arts so much in our town is a blessing to this town, I assure you.
Well, that's kind of you to say, but thank you. We're glad to do it. We are the Information and Cultural Beacon, so that's just part of our name.
A beacon.
That's what we do. It's Baby opening up this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, matinee Sunday, and next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, here at the Farmington Civic Center.
Thanks, Scott.
This is KSJE On the Road.
Miss Survival, the exhibition at the Farmington Museum, February 3rd through May 4th. Learn more at farmingtonmuseum.org.
At Presbyterian Medical Services, our purpose is you.
KSJE On the Road is supported by San Juan County, building a stronger community since 1887. San Juan County includes the San Juan County Sheriff's Office, San Juan County Fire and Rescue, San Juan County Office of Emergency Management, and Riverview Golf Course in Kirtland. The mission of San Juan County is to provide responsible public services through the direction of the County Commission, while striving to be professional, courteous, and committed to improving the quality of life for citizens that it serves. Learn more at sjcounty.net.
At Presbyterian Medical Services, our purpose is you.
I love my job. I make a difference in someone's life today.
911, what is the address of your emergency?
Please help me, my child.
I'm sending the paramedics to help you.
Stay on the ward.
The payoff to know that my career provides someone with the help they need when they need it. That's why I do what I do.
We'll be right back.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.